Radio.
If you look at our first reading, and we've been following Paul's letter to the Colossians over the course of this week, you'll see that after years of ministry that included hardship and persecution, Paul again found himself imprisoned with an uncertain future. But far from sinking into despair or self-pity, as most of us would probably do, Paul turned his attention toward the young Colossian church. And this was the time, he told them, to praise God. But doesn't that sound a little bit illogical? It does to me. Who really thinks that joy-filled singing is the right response to arrest or imprisonment or capture? Who really thinks it's a good idea when your church is facing the threat of division from within and false teaching from without? Well, Paul doesn't, it seems to appear. And this is a message, I think, for all of us as well. We should be singing and worshipping at all times. Why? Because no matter what is happening right now, three things never change. Our God loves us, Jesus has redeemed us, and his Spirit lives in us. But what about if we don't like singing? What if you're not a demonstrative person? Well, think of it this way. What mother feels like singing to her distressed child in the middle of the night? Yet she does it, and by making the choice, her song is an even greater gift of love. In the same way, we can sing and worship to God despite our feelings or inclinations. Not only do mother's lullabies soothe her baby, they also help her to deepen her love and affection and dedication to her child. Similarly, our praise and worship not only glorifies God, but they help build a strong foundation in our hearts and our minds as well. There are many ways to praise God, and some are especially helpful if you don't feel like it. We can use the words of many of the Psalms, perhaps read them out aloud and proclaim them as true. Or we can sing from our favourite hymns, hymns that speak of God's love and salvation. Or we can write our own prayers of praise and gratitude, recalling all that God has done for us. No matter what we do, remember that God is near to us and he is always good to us. Worship, especially where it is concrete and decisive, has the power to open prison doors and bring us into God's presence. Father, teach us to sing your praises no matter what our circumstances are. We know your love will never fail. Amen.
Radio.org.au